Immigrant rights advocates are alleging medical neglect at Pennsylvania's largest ICE detention center. WHYY's Emily Neal has more.
ICE detained Izzy Ali in December, and he's been held at Moshannon Valley Processing Center for months. In March, Ali was diagnosed with stage 3 kidney disease, advocates say. Zeynep Amanat, who works for Care Philadelphia, says Ali needs to be released from detention to receive urgent medical care.
Izzy Ali, a man with stage 3 kidney failure, should not have to beg for medical attention while locked up inside of a privately operated detention facility. Delaying or denying care for serious medical conditions is not merely neglectful, it is dangerous, inhumane, and unconstitutional.
Geo Group, the private company that operates Moshannon, referred all questions to ICE. ICE did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Emily Neal, WHYY News.
Philadelphia has a thriving collection of local coffee shops, and WHYY's Billy Penn has got the ultimate guide for you. The guide includes spots like Persimmon and Northern Liberties. Co-owner Sawyer Beckley says connecting with members of the neighborhood is important to the store.
It will always be people first and coffee second above anything else. And this is why we've also been very careful in taking our time before expanding, is being able to create a comfortable, safe, loving and welcoming environment is very paramount for us.
You can check out the full guide on unique and popular coffee shops around the city at billypenn.com. Swarthmore College's new program could make tuition free for families who earn less than $200,000 annually, school officials announced yesterday. The program is only available to American students, but international students are still eligible to apply and qualify for financial aid that can meet up to the full cost of attendance. Swarthmore's financial aid program, funded fully by its endowment, will increase to more than $71 million in the next academic year. It's about 74 degrees and wet in Philadelphia. We may get a little more rain as we head into the afternoon, but it should clear up later today.